Mark Burgess is a 40-year veteran of the skies and the current chief operating officer of O's Air, a Springfield-based charter service, and he has just released his autobiography, entitled Charter Pilot, Rare Adventures in Aviation, which discusses an industry that rarely finds itself in the spotlight.
Well, the main purpose is kind of introduce people to what this is. It's an area of aviation most people don't understand.
That area of aviation includes numerous flight jobs, such as fire and pipeline patrol, instructor flight, and charter flight. Burgess discusses having flown everything, from car parts to donated human organs, getting there via a non-traditional path. The usual gateway into the industry is through the military and major airlines. He says,
but when I was coming out of high school, we were coming out of Vietnam. So they were, politically, we didn't need pilots. They were getting rid of everybody. They didn't want anybody in unless you had, you know, a college degree, perfect vision, all those sort of things. You couldn't go down the military track.
So he took the private route, one he says many don't know exists, and earned his license before the age of 18. From there, he began instructing other pilots, flying over the treetops in the Mark Twain National Forest, and traveling with the rich and famous. So what is the best way to become a pilot? Burgess says the military is still the best option.
I mean, if you can do the military routine and you can live with the military life for a while, that's obviously the place you want to go. You can get the most expensive training and the best equipment out there, and they're going to pay you to do it, and it's not going to come out of your pocket.
You can find Mark Burgess's book, Charter Pilot, Rare Adventures in Aviation, on Amazon, and read more on his story at our website, ksmu.org. With KSMU News, I'm Tom McFarland.